Good Saturday morning to you with a look at Radio On The Go Sports on 104.9 KLMJ. I'm Mitch Williams. Checking the scorecard from Friday high school football, the Class 2A championship at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls, number 2 Van Meter gets another championship, this time with a 24-21 win over number 1 Central Lyon, George Little Rock. The Class 3A championship, it was Williamsburg shutting out Sioux City Heland 20-0. The Class 5A championship, number 1 Southeast Polk handles number 7 Ankeny by a final score of 49-21. Girls high school basketball last night, a Hardin County rivalry in Iowa Falls. Iowa Falls Ullin defeats South Hardin 55-50. More on that in just a moment. Men's college basketball from last night, Iowa defeats Arkansas State in Iowa City 88-74. The small college basketball champions classic at Aberdeen, South Dakota. Northwest Missouri State defeats Upper Iowa 91-82. The Buzz Levick tournament at Wartburg. Northwestern of Minnesota defeats Wartburg 89-76. Elsewhere in men's college basketball yesterday, Ellsworth Community College defeats Heston 92-74. Missouri State West Plains defeats Nyack 63-60. Women's college basketball from Friday, the Newman Classic at Wichita, Kansas. Oklahoma Christian defeats Upper Iowa 69-60. Central Lakes Granard defeats Ellsworth Community College 63-61 in overtime in Iowa Falls. College volleyball from Friday. Minnesota sweeps Iowa. Final scores 25-19, 20, and also 25-14. Also in college volleyball from Friday, it was Houston falling at home to Iowa State. The Cyclones win in 5 sets. A 5th set score there, 16-14. In the GLVC tournament at Williamsville, Illinois, Missouri St. Louis sweeps Upper Iowa. Final scores there, 25-18, 13, and 17. As we said, the Iowa Falls Ullin girls basketball team opened up their season last night with a win over rival South Hardin. John Mowinkle has this recap from Iowa Falls.
I'm John Mowinkle reporting from Iowa Falls Ullin High School, where on Friday night, the Iowa Falls Ullin girls basketball team snuck past South Hardin 55-50 in the first night of girls basketball competition in the state of Iowa. Iowa Falls Ullin got off to a hot start, leading 16-5 after the first quarter. South Hardin could not find the bottom of the net. They were getting open looks, but they just could not make buckets in that first quarter. Iowa Falls Ullin had their first bucket of the second quarter not come until the 3:45 mark. As South Hardin cut into the deficit, they got to within 18-16 with an Ada Ella three ball late in the second quarter, but it was 21-18 Iowa Falls Ullin at the half. The Cadets started the second half on an 8-0 run, opening up a 30-18 lead early in the third quarter. But again, Ada Eller, a freshman for South Hardin who had an impressive debut, tied it at 33 with a three ball with just under a minute left in the third. We were tied at 33 after three quarters of play. South Hardin took a 35-33 lead right away in the fourth quarter, but a big three by Iowa Falls Ullin's Jocelyn Johnson made it 50-44 Cadets with 3.5 minutes left. The Cadets were able to make free throws and force South Hardin to foul down the stretch, and the Cadets had impressive production all across the floor to pull away for this 55-50 victory. Ella Shire had 17 points to lead Iowa Falls Ullin. Brooklyn Handelin had 14, Addison Dennis 14, among three cadet players with double-figure scoring. Ada Eller, a freshman, again an impressive debut for South Hardin, 19 points. Allie Sheldahl had 14, and Grace Eller had 10 points. Iowa Falls Ullin moves to 1-0 overall. They'll be back in action at West Marshall this Tuesday, November 21st. South Hardin moves to 0-1. They will be at Olwine on Tuesday, November 28th, after Thanksgiving break. Once again, the Iowa Falls Ullin girls basketball team defeats South Hardin 55-50 in the season opener on Friday night in Iowa Falls.
All right, thank you very much, John, for that report. The West Fork girls basketball team will hope to build on the success of last season's big run that set a new standard for the program with a trip to the Class 1A state quarterfinals and a program all-time best finish at 24-1 overall. The Warhawks will have some key roles to fill ahead of their season opener this year after the graduation of 5 seniors from last year's roster, including captains Riley Akins, Ellie Weaver, and Emma Martinik. Head coach Rodney Huber says the focus during the first couple of weeks of practice is on learning and implementing baseline concepts of pressure and half-court sets, while during later practices, they focus on the fundamentals.
First week or two, it's kind of like drinking from a fire hose. You're getting hit with a lot of information, a lot of stuff that you maybe don't know what you're doing yet. It gets easier and easier as you go because we're not introducing more and more stuff. We're really just working on that initial stuff that we're trying to implement. So, you know, right away, we'll start with our press. That'd probably be the first thing we do because it's very important to the way we play. Early on, a little bit less fundamentals than what we will transition to later in the season because you just need to get some of that baseline stuff in so that way when games come, you're ready to go.
Senior leaders Brecken Dickman, Mallory Meyer, and Bria Weaver will step into more expanded roles. The Warhawks also return junior point guard Leah Weaver, who is the second leading scorer with 11.6 points, assist leader with 4, and steals leader with 4.6 per game in 2022-23. Huber says a focal point is to not dwell on mistakes and to instead remain present and ready for the next play, no matter the condition of the game.
The way we play kind of affords us the luxury of really just saying, you know, next play, make sure you move on. And the way we play, we're getting up and we're pressuring at all times of the game, and there's really not a time to dwell on those mistakes. Hopefully that will also kind of alleviate some of that, but our girls just need to make sure that they stay present, that they're not allowing mistakes, or, you know, if they miss a shot or something like that, those things can't compound for them. They have to be on to the next thing. So that's kind of the mission statement to start with here.
The Warhawk girls start their season on Tuesday at North Iowa. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union has announced preseason basketball rankings. In Class 1A, the top three are North Lynn, Newell Fonda, and Marnesdale St. Mary's. Riceville is number 6, and Algona Bishop Garrigan is number 10. Reigning state champion Dyke New Hartford leads the Class 2A poll, followed by Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and Panorama. Applington Parkersburg is number 9, and Hudson is number 15. The Class 3A rankings are led by Esterville, Lincoln Central, Solon, and Benton Community. Clear Lake is number 7, Algona is number 10, and Forest City is number 11. Dallas Center Grimes, Clear Creek, Amana, and Ballard lead the Class 4A poll. Humboldt is number 8. In Class 5A, the top three are Johnston, Pleasant Valley, and Dowling Catholic. You can view the full rankings online at radioonthego.com. Wartburg hopes to make a run at a national title when the third-ranked Knights open the NCAA Division III playoffs at home today against Illinois College. Wartburg made it to the national semifinals during the 2022 season.
We should be a contender for that. I think I'm hoping that everyone across the country would think that Wartburg is a real contender to win the whole thing. But that really can't be our focus, or we're going to be, you know, there'll be a lot of stress going on out there. So what I want the guys to focus on right now is just taking the next day and trying to get better. That's how we got to where we are, so don't change that.
That's Wartburg coach Chris Winter. The Knights could spend much of their playoff run at home.
The last time we lost a game in regulation at home was like 2013 maybe. So, you know, we do pretty well out here. So it's a big thing. It's a big deal. And when you can continue to have that opportunity throughout a playoff run, that could certainly be an advantage. But obviously, it won't go very far if you don't take care of the first one.
Illinois College enters the playoffs with a record of 9-1.
They have a receiver that has over 2,000 receiving yards in the season. You know, you don't see that very often. They got a quarterback that doesn't make many mistakes and a running back that's explosive, and they got a lot of skill players all over the field defensively, one of the top 5 defense in the country, I think, right now. So, yeah, I mean, it's a balanced team that's going to be coming in here, and we're going to have our hands full in week one. But if we can, you know, like I said, protect our home and keep things rolling, that could be a huge advantage down the road as we keep moving forward.
Wartburg linebacker and former Dyersville Beckman standout Owen Grover is part of a defense that gives up less than 9 points per game. He says that unit will be tested by the Blue Boys.
I mean, they got a 2,000-yard receiver, guy that we're definitely going to have to put a lot of focus and being able to contain. Good quarterback, this is an all-around good offense. But, you know, teams that are going to want to throw the ball like that, they're going to have to deal with a pass rush that, you know, they probably haven't seen something quite like ours yet. So hopefully, you know, we'll do everything we can to prepare this week and be ready to roll defensively for that challenge. And excited for it, definitely.
Kickoff is set for noon in Waverly. Iowa State tries to stay in the Big 12 title hunt by closing the home slate against 7th-ranked Texas on Saturday. The Longhorns lead the conference race with a record of 6-1.
It is Texas. You know, it's what they've been about, what they've stood for. I certainly feel like Coach Sark's done a great job just over the course of the last couple of years of just continuing to build that football program to what, you know, it certainly has the ability to become. And you know, they're clicking on all cylinders in every phase of the game.
That's Iowa State coach Matt Campbell, who says the Longhorns are solid in all phases.
You know, they're elite on special teams. You look defensively, you know, across the board at every level. They've got great football players. And then, you know, you flip it over on the offensive side, and they've got elite playmakers on the outside. You know, certainly a great quarterback, veteran offensive line. You know, and what a great challenge. You know, great challenge for this young team to step into an arena with this kind of football team. And we'll have to have a great team game plan to be able to win the football game.
The Cyclones are part of a four-way tie for second in the Big 12 race and hope to send a small group of seniors out with a win in their final home game.
It'll take our best for us and, you know, for our seniors. My biggest thing is I want to represent what the character and spirit of this senior class has looked like, and I think that's more important to me than anything on how we play the game Saturday.
It's a 7 o'clock kickoff in Ames tonight. Pre-game coverage will begin at 5 on 104.9 KLMJ. An injury-plagued season will include a trip to the Big Ten Championship game if the Iowa football team can beat Illinois in their home finale today. The Hawks are on the doorstep of a West Division title, but will be without their best player. Cooper DeJean suffered a season-ending leg injury in practice this past week, and it is the latest hurdle they must clear.
Really proud of him and really happy for him, and it's, you know, good things that happen. You know, we try to, like, you know, create a framework for him and give him some guidance, but yeah, ultimately, it all comes down to players. Players play the game. They win and lose out in the field. And they're the ones that have kept the thing on the tracks because they're the ones that didn't allow distractions to distract them.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, who says the players have remained focused despite all the adversity.
It ultimately gets down to the players. If you have the right kind of guys on your team, you got a chance to do some good things. And yeah, I don't know how good we are, but we're becoming a really good team in terms of teamwork part of it. And yeah, the rest of the stuff will just play itself out on the field.
It will be an emotional day for 20 Hawkeye seniors who play their final game in Kinnick Stadium this afternoon.
There's going to be those highs and lows that they got to go through, and then, yeah, somehow they got to scramble and recover. And I think we got 5-8 minutes there to get their stuff back together. But it's, yeah, it's easier said than done, and it is emotional. So, yeah, it's. I wish I had the answer. 25 years still searching.
It is a 2:30 kickoff in Kinnick Stadium today. And checking the scorecard for today, girls high school wrestling, the Lady Ehawk tournament at Emmitsburg features West Fork. The Central Iowa kickoff tournament at Nevada features South Hardin BCLUW. College football today, Drake is at Butler. Iowa hosts Illinois. Northern Iowa hosts North Dakota State. A 4 o'clock kickoff on 99 The Wave. Iowa State hosts Texas. A 7 o'clock kickoff on KLMJ. The NCAA Division III playoffs first round, Wartburg hosts Illinois College. Men's college basketball for today, the Buzz Levick tournament at Wartburg features Wartburg hosting Minnesota Morris. Elsewhere in men's college hoops, Waldorf is at Central. Ellsworth Community College hosts Labette CC. Nyack takes on Link Gear Prep Gold at West Plains, Missouri. And women's college basketball for today, Ellsworth Community College is on the road at Minnesota North Mesabi Range. And that's a look at Radio On The Go Sports here on your Saturday. Have yourself a good weekend. I'm Mitch Williams reporting.